Riot police in Haiti attacked protesters at a hospital in Port-au-Prince. One protester was killed. Opponents of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide said the incident was a blatant abuse of power by his security force. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
At sundown, the white police truck came barreling over a barricade of flaming tires, chasing hundreds of protesters into a nearby hospital. Heavily armed riot officers opened fire. Within minutes, at least two people lay shot and motionless in a hospital hallway. Others hid in patient rooms or fled into the darkness. The fighting started in the morning when a couple of hundred university students tried to march against President Aristide, but were repelled by gangs of stone throwers and police firing tear gas. More than a dozen students were wounded in that clash. Some had been treated in the hospital later under siege. Before police raided the facility, a 30-year-old theology student sat with a white bandage over one eye. He said a policeman punched him during the march. When asked about President Aristide, he shook his head.
I hear that he was a priest. Personally, the way that he's behaving, I don't see much of a priest there.
Aristide was a preacher to the poor who became Haiti's first democratically elected president in 1991. He was overthrown by his army and returned by U.S. Marines 3 years later. Now 3 years into his second term, his government is in big trouble. A disparate coalition of wealthy businessmen, merchants, and students are demanding Aristide step down. They say his parliament was elected fraudulently and that the president is using gangster tactics to keep them quiet. Gil's Michael Hendrick is a Haitian opposition leader.
Aristide is not the one that can do, good for the country. For right now, over 10 years' time, Haiti has not known nothing but murder, corruptions, narcotraffic.
In the hospital, one 29-year-old law student had just died. He'd been struck that morning by a police tear gas canister, which lodged in his chest. As night fell, protesters outside the hospital occasionally hurled rocks toward nearby Aristide supporters. This as Aristide prepares to fly to Jamaica Friday to convince regional leaders that he's serious about restoring order at home. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.